She Trades is an initiative to connect 1 million women entrepreneurs to markets between now and 2020. And what we want through this initiative is to demonstrate that the big, nice, lofty words that leaders have in the General Assembly can in reality be translated on the ground. That the United Nations is not only about talking, but the United Nations is also about partnering with the private sector, partnering with governments, partnering with civil society on the ground to advance specific issues. In this case, to advance gender equality in the economy, to ensure that more women are economically empowered so that their economies can grow in a stronger manner for the benefit of the country.
So you speak of concrete action on the ground. What is it that you're hoping will come out of this meeting in New York?
Well, I think it's important before we can get to action that we agree on what is it that we want to achieve. And these meetings like the one we are having here in the General Assembly of the United Nations, help us in build consensus among the members of the international community. And they have found this consensus in the United Nations Global Goal as regards women. They have understood that empowering women is good for them, is good not only for the women, it's also good for the societies, for communities, for countries. And what they, beyond that, once they have built this consensus, we need to move on specific areas to advance this gender equality. We've done a lot in the past to eradicate violence against women, to improve the education of women and girls, to improve maternal health. But maybe we have not done enough in an area that is crucial to support advancements in all these areas. And this is the participation of women in the economy. Making sure that women are not only the micro members of the informal economy, which is where many women find themselves today. Making sure that women are subject to exactly the same terms and conditions in the workplace like men. They earn the same amount of money for exactly the same amount of work than men. And that women entrepreneurs can also thrive in their businesses and in the leadership of the companies.
Now, the First Lady of Rwanda, Mrs. Kagame, will be opening the event. Rwanda, we know, is a leading example in Africa in terms of gender equality, particularly in the parliament and in politics. How did Mrs. Kagame get involved in this initiative?
We are absolutely thrilled to have Mrs. Kagame because she, as well as the president, have put their money where their mouth is. They are serious about gender equality. And it's a pleasure to work with people that are serious about gender equality. Not only have they done a lot to ensure the legislature, the parliament, has members, women, seated, producing laws. Not only have they advanced maternal health, not only have they done a lot to bring women into peace, into safety, but they've also done a lot and they are ready to do more to make sure women participate in the economy of Rwanda. Several months ago, I was in Kigali launching She Trades Rwanda with the First Lady of Rwanda, Jeannette Kagame. She wanted to do that because she is committed to advancing women's economic rights, because she wants to see a Rwanda where women earn a decent income and they have exactly the same rights to participate in the economy as men, and where women entrepreneurs can thrive. Many of them are incredibly young. And I have to say, it really is a pleasure to see how, by planting a small seed, you see this gigantic tree's been born.
African women are renowned for their qualities as traders. Has SheTrade.com really taken hold in Africa?
Oh, yes. Africa is very well known for the quality of its traders, men and women, by the way. If you just travel to any of the countries in Africa, you will see myriads and myriads of small businesses operating within and across the borders. But the problem is that very often these businesses are informal, and informality means lower working conditions, but also lower revenues, lower results. So what we want is to put more of them into the formal economy. This is why when we have launched She Trades in Kenya, in Nigeria, in Liberia, in Rwanda, we are seeing an enormous uptake. We can see women who before were unbanked, did not have access to formal credit lines, can now go to a bank and obtain a line of credit because they have solid business plans that they've been able to formulate with a bit of ITC's support. We have seen how women that in the past were selling coffee that they've spend entire year cultivating and they were selling it to an intermediary who was then making the profit, can now sell this coffee to the end consumer, sometimes even using electronic commerce, and through that get a better return for the investment they have made. We have seen how a little support to women, young designers, have meant them being able to design incredible clothes that they can sell to their neighboring countries. All of this is what we are seeing with She Trades. More women participating in international trade for the benefit of the women, but also for the benefit of the families and societies where these women are.